Welcome to People You Need to Know on Spark Plug Radio. I'm your host, Spark Plug, publisher of Atlanta's People You Need to Know magazine, the publication which celebrates women in business by giving them tremendous recognition, unrivaled respect, great opportunities, energetic encouragement, and a stronger brand identity in Metro Atlanta and beyond. Our very special guest today maintains a private dental practice located in Macon, Georgia. She has more than 30 years of experience as a professional and celebrated dentist. And by the way, she's also a native of Macon, Georgia. Lucky her, right? A distinguished graduate of Mercer University, she also graduated from the Medical College of Georgia School of Dentistry, which is now Georgia Regents University. This is where she completed her studies for the Doctor of Dental Medicine degree. Today, her Macon, Georgia practice provides exceptional dental care by combining a pleasing and comfortable environment with modern dental equipment and the latest in computer technology. We are so very honored to have on the phone today one of the newest members of the People You Need to Know magazine network of first-class business professionals, Dr. Sharon S. Jordan. Welcome to Spark Plug Radio.
Oh, thank you so much this morning. I'm happy to be here.
How was that introduction for you?
It was wonderful. Thank you.
All right. Well, we're really honored to have you on the show today. We're going to be talking about dental crowns, so let's get right into it, okay?
Okay.
What is a dental crown?
Well, a crown supports the structure, the top portion of a tooth. And many times we use a crown after we prepare a tooth for a root canal, which is the tooth. Usually when you have a root canal done, it is rather weak because you remove the support, the nutrition to the tooth. The artery and the nerve is removed from the tooth, and the tooth is there, and you support it many times with a crown. A crown can be used in many ways. A lot of times a crown is there in order to fill in spaces and to eliminate food trapping between the teeth. A crown can be used also to change the color of a tooth. You can use a crown if you have a dark tooth and you want to lighten the tooth to make it look more aesthetic.
Okay. Well, I guess you kind of answered my second question. When and why is a dental crown needed?
There are other reasons why a dental crown is needed. The dental crown can be used to restore, like I said, a diastema. And many times a patient may have teeth that are shifted and you want to realign a tooth. And without wearing braces, you can sometimes do that with crowns. You may have a tooth that's slanted, and you can reduce that tooth and then place a crown over it to straighten up the alignment of a tooth.
Okay.
So that's one of the other ways that a crown can be used.
Well, what types of crowns are available today?
There are several types of crowns that are available. Let's start first with an aesthetic crown, which is usually a porcelain crown, all white crown that is used. And usually those are used in the front of the mouth. There's also a zirconian crown, which is a white crown that's used in the back of the mouth. The zirconian crown is strong, and you can use that anywhere in the mouth. There are crowns that are made of metal. A lot of people call the stainless steel crown that we use mainly on kids' caps. We also use stainless steel crowns sometimes on adolescents and adults, but those are temporary crowns. Permanent crowns usually are porcelain crowns. Metal crowns include gold, white gold, yellow gold. Sometimes you can even use a different type of material to fabricate crowns. A new crown that we do now, which is a 3D computer software crown. It's called a Cerex crown, C-E-R-E-C, and that's done in the office. That type of crown, you don't have to wait for the lab to fabricate the crown. It's done in one day, in one visit in the office.
Wow. So those caps, are caps still popular today?
They are with the pedo patients, our kids. We still use caps. But mostly we use permanent crowns. We don't use the stainless steel crowns too often on adult patients.
Okay. Well, what steps are involved in preparing a tooth for a crown?
Well, after the patient is numb, we usually make a temporary crown because most of the time we send our crowns out to be fabricated by a technician. So once the numbness is there, we will reduce the tooth itself so that we can retract the tissue to get a very good impression. So an impression is used and sent to the lab in order for them to make a covering for the tooth. And the crown itself is the covering that goes over the tooth.
Okay. Well, are there any problems that could possibly develop after receiving a dental crown?
Most crowns usually last pretty long. I would say that when I fabricate a all-plus porcelain crown, I recommend that you wear a mouth guard if you're playing sports. But if you have a crown done, mostly a basic cleaning is all and a routine visit to the dentist is all that you need to do in order to care for your crown. But there are some times that patients develop marginal decay, and that's why it's important that you have a routine visit to your dentist so that those areas can be checked for any type of decay. But like I said, the crown usually lasts 10 years or more, so crowns
okay.
usually are very good restorations for any patient.
Okay, so that was my next question, the average lifespan. So you're saying it's about 10 years?
10 to 15 years.
Okay, 10 to 15 years. Okay.
That is correct.
Wow. Okay. Well, you know, matter of fact, you were so thorough in all of your answering my questions. I just need to find out this. Do you have any final thoughts about dental crowns that you'd like to share with our listening audience today?
Well, today crowns are very good way of restoring teeth. Like I mentioned earlier, sometimes you can use crowns when you may need braces done in order to align teeth, and that you can eliminate some of the costs of having braces done. But I would also say that crowns usually last as well as 15 years, you know, if you care for the crown. So you want to make sure that once you spend money on doing a crown, that you do make regular routine visits in order to care for the crown like you do your regular teeth.
So now, speaking of crowns, what's an average price for a crown?
I did not want to get into prices because all the prices are different. And there's
See, call
all
the
different
office.
Types of crowns.
Call the office. Hey, tell you what. What we could do is we can get into it with this question. How can our listeners connect with you? You can give out your information at this time, and they can call your office to find out.
Yes. You may call the office at 478-743-3583. Or you may reach us through our website. That address is jordandmd.com. That's jordandmd.com. The email is smile, S-M-I-L-E, at jordandmd.com.
Okay, now that's a lot of information. Can you give that information out one more time for the listeners?
You may call me at 478-743-3583. I may be reached by email, smile, at jordandmd.com. That's S-M-I-L-E at jordandmd.com. My website is jordandmd.com.
All right. And tell the listeners the best way to get there from Atlanta.
The best way to get there from Atlanta is I-75 South. It's a straight shot from Atlanta, I-75 South. Once you get into the area of Macon, Georgia, you just make a right turn. You can either exit at 169 exit or
Mercer University.
You can get there through Mercer University. Exit is 167. That's the next exit. Arkwright is the 169 exit. You can take either one. And once you exit there, you're close to the office. If you come to Mercer University exit, you usually take Vineville, and I'm off of Pinona, Vineville and Pinona intersects. My address is actually 2614 Cherokee Avenue, and I'm located off Pinona Avenue, which is off of Mercer University at one end and Pinona the other end. Pinona intersects Mercer University at one end and Vineville Avenue on the north end.
All right. And you know something, I've only heard great things about your customer service, so it'd be worth the trip to come down to get some real Southern hospitality at your office. Why is customer service so important to you, Dr. Jordan?
It's very important because I like for patients to feel at home. In fact, I am in a house. My office is in a historic district, in an historic home. I have five places in the house, and I like for my patients to feel at home when they come to see me. So a lot of patients are very relaxed when they do get into the office. So I have a number of patients that are rather apprehensive about coming in because they're afraid of, you know, pain. The number one cause of why people do not go to the dentist. But a lot of times when they get to the office, they find my staff is very pleasing to talk to and to work with. And, of course, we try very hard to get the patient to relax and feel at home with us.
It's a beautiful thing that you've done. You renovated your building. I've seen the building myself, listeners. It's a beautiful building. And you were born in Macon. You graduated from Macon. I'm sorry, you graduated from Mercer University, my alma mater. And you decided to stay in Macon when you could have gone anywhere with your educational background. Why did you decide to stay in Macon and make it a career right around the corner from Mercer University?
I decided to stay in Macon because Macon really needs to grow, and I felt that I could be of service to others there that would help to enhance the area. And we're still trying to do a lot of things in Macon to build the community there. And so that's the reason why I stayed, is because this is where I grew up. And there's many opportunities that a lot of people are not aware of that are in the local area of Macon, Georgia.
Now, how far is your practice away from where you grew up, Dr. Jordan?
Oh, I grew up in a section called Unionville, and I actually can walk to where I grew up. So
wow.
Not very far at all.
Wow. Well, that's beautiful, and I definitely commend you for your service and your dedication to the Macon community and your service to your customers and your clients. And it's been great having you on the show today.
Thank you very much.
So Dr. Sharon S. Jordan, founder of Sharon S. Jordan PC, a dental practice located in Macon, Georgia. Thanks for spending some of your most valuable and precious time with us today.
Well, thank you.
All right. You've been listening to Spark Plug Radio, the radio station that shines the spotlight on women in business. To listen to even more people you need to know, just Google Spark Plug Radio or visit our website at sparkplugpeople.com, and be sure to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook at PYNTK. If you'd like for me to speak for your conference, meeting, or for your women's group, please email your request to sparkplugpeople@gmail.com. I want to take a moment to thank our executive producer, Miss J Rhythm, for doing another wonderful job behind the scenes today. Thanks again for tuning in, and be sure to tell your friends about Spark Plug Radio. So until next time, this is Spark Plug, America's ambassador for women business owners, reminding you that you are the person who has to decide whether you do it or toss it aside. You are the person that makes up your mind, whether you'll lead or linger behind, whether you'll try for a goal that is far or be content to stay where you are. Take it or leave it, there's something to do. Just think it over. It's all up to you.